Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I assume the reason baseball had such a light schedule last night is they wanted to clear it out so that everybody would watch the MLB draft, which they're going to have to do more than clear out the baseball schedule.
Yep.
Because most of us, not all of us, because some do pay attention to this, I admit, but most of us have no idea who any of these guys are. This isn't the NBA from college basketball. This isn't the NFL from college football where we've seen some of these guys. We don't know who any of these guys are.
Not to mention at the NFL draft, the hype for the NFL draft is ridiculous. I mean, you know, you're talking NFL draft like, in January.
Yeah.
You're already talking about it. February. And baseball, it'll never be the same with baseball.
No, I think there's two reasons. Number one is what we pointed out, that we don't know who these guys are.
That's right.
But I think the second thing is in the NFL and in the NBA, those guys are in the league immediately.
Yes.
So right away you
see
them.
That is definitely true.
A lot of these guys we're not going to see for 4 years.
Yep.
5 years.
Yep.
At best, we'll see them in a year or two.
If you even see them at all.
Exactly. You may never see them. So it's tough to get people interested. I put it on one of my TV. I have a bunch of TVs set up to watch all these games. I put it on one of them because there wasn't that much on. You had the Stanley Cup Final. You had the Yankees.
Right.
What else did you have?
There wasn't much last night.
There was no other baseball game at 7 o'clock besides Yankees-Tigers.
Right.
Mainly because it was a makeup game, I assume.
And I put the game on, and I said, why are they doing the 42 thing? And then I didn't even hear during the game, and I found out because it was April 15th.
Exactly.
And that's why I said they wore the 42.
Yeah, they still wanted to honor Jackie, which is a cool thing that they do.
Right.
I like honoring Jackie. The 42 thing is so confusing, though, because with no names on the back,
you
have no idea who half the guys are on the other team.
I completely agree.
The Yankees we know, but with two-bit Tiger relievers, we have no idea, who they are. But here's the complete list of celebrities that they had represent each team. Any team you're curious about?
Well, go ahead. You could run them down. Who did the Tigers have again?
The Detroit Tigers had Kirk Gibson.
Oh, they did have Kirk Gibson.
Yeah, they had Kirk Gibson.
Oh, that's a good one.
There's some really...
I'll say if I think it's good or bad. Kirk Gibson is good.
The Diamondbacks had Junior Spivey.
Yeah. Junior Spivey doesn't get it,
The Braves had Dale Murphy.
Dale Murphy's good.
The Orioles had Greg Olson.
Greg Olson?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Brooks wasn't available.
The Red Sox had Fred Lynn.
Fred Lynn's okay.
Cubbies had Andre Dawson.
Andre Dawson's fine.
The White Sox had a tag team of A.J. Pierzynski and Aaron Rowan.
Yeah, that doesn't get it done.
The Reds had Adam Dunn.
That doesn't get it done.
Yeah, he had a good career, though.
Yeah,
Adam Dunn's not that bad.
He's okay.
Well, not in comparison to Johnny Bench, sure.
Well, I mean, he's a lot of guys. I mean, come on. Adam Dunn, really?
He's okay. He had a lot of home runs.
Yeah, he did all home runs.
The Indians had John McDonald.
Who?
Former infielder, right? John McDonald.
John McDonald.
The Rockies had Brian Fuentes, who I remember giving up a big home run to A-Rod in the playoffs when he was on the Angels.
Yeah.
The Astros.
I don't love him either.
Oh, the Astros had a Met legend. Art Howe.
Oh, is that right? Well, he was a good Astro.
Yeah, he was. That's fine.
Yeah.
Royals had Bo Jackson. Can't
that's
complain
a good one.
About that.
Yep.
Angels had Tim Salmon. That's fine.
He's okay.
Dodgers had Tommy Lasorda.
Fine.
The Marlins had the great Juan Pierre.
That's a good one.
Not
He's
bad.
Okay. Juan Pierre's okay for the Marlins.
The Brewers had Jeff Jenkins.
Who?
Remember the
no,
big
No, I know.
Left-handed
bat. Yeah, he's not good.
Twins had Joe Nathan.
Joe Nathan, he's okay. He's a good reliever.
Mets had Mookie.
Right, it's good.
The Yankees had Nick Swisher.
That's ridiculous. The Yankees got to give me better than Nick Swisher.
Nick Swisher.
I mean, come on. Nick Swisher.
The A's had Raleigh Fingers.
Oh, that's a good one.
I think that's the best. Him and Andre Dawson are the best.
Well, they're all famous.
Yeah, exactly. Philly said Larry Boa and Mickey Morandini.
All right, Larry Boa and Mickey Morandini are okay.
Padres had Tony Gwynn Jr.
Tony Gwynn Jr.
It's fine.
Okay.
Had a big hit against the Padres.
Right. Well, it means representing his father.
Yeah, that which is fine. The Giants had Ryan Vogelsong.
What?
Now I remember seeing that. I was laughing. Ryan Vogelsong.
You gotta do better than Ryan Vogelsong.
The Mariners had Mike Moore.
Mike Moore. Eh.
Oh, how about this? Met legend. The Cardinals had Bernard Gilkey.
All right. I mean, they could do better than Bernard Gilkey, too, with the Cardinals, but...
The Rays had Sandy Dengler.
Who?
I don't know who that is.
Sandy Dengler?
Yeah, I don't know.
What was he, an equipment man?
I don't know.
You know Sandy Dengler?
I have no idea.
Ernie, you ever heard of him?
I don't think that's a baseball player. I think it's probably just a human.
As I said, it must be like an equipment guy.
Yeah. The Rangers had Darren Oliver.
All right,
Remember
okay.
The great Darren Oliver?
Yeah, he pitched for the Mets, though.
Yeah. Blue Jays had Dwayne Ward,
all right.
Reliever.
He's all right.
And the Nationals had Bob Boone.
Bob Boone's all right.
father of Aaron.
Right.
So there you go.
Can I defend some of these teams that have bad reps?
Yeah.
Unless you're getting paid by the team, do you really want to go out there to be represented for the draft?
It's definitely a fair point. I mean, you would think that you already work for the organization in some kind of honorary role. And that, why else are you doing it? You're going to Secaucus to stand there and name somebody you never, and they're not even naming it. Rob Manfred was making the right announcements. Robert Manfred Jr.
Yeah.
Well, so unless I'm on the payroll, I'm not going.
They're trying to do what the NFL does. They're trying to be, you know, and they're never going to be that.
It's never going to happen.
It's never happening.
It's never.
Just not happening.
And I don't know which one's worse. The fact that we don't know who they are, which is bad enough, and right, the fact that we may never see these guys for years,
right,
or ever.
Right.
Those are really two big things.
Absolutely.
And I respect those because, you know, I'm on Twitter and I see guys and gals who follow college baseball and they follow the draft pipeline. So good for them. I mean, there's a niche for everything, right?
Sure.
So I'm not saying nobody cares. There are people that are interested and I'm glad they exist because how else would we know who these people are?
Right.
That's how I read about who the Yankees draft and the Mets draft. So
right, right.
God bless them. And I'm sure for them, it's a great time. This is their Christmas or their Hanukkah or their Kwanzaa, whatever
right,
it is.
Right.
But for me.
Right.
As a diehard baseball fan.
Who's their Mel Kiper? They got like a Mel Kiper guy there too?
Yeah, the bald guy. What's his name?
Mayo.
Mayo?
We've had him on.
Yeah.
We have?
Jonathan, yes. We have. Maybe one time or twice. I don't know.
Sandy Dangler works for the Rays, by the way. She's a front office exec.
There you
go. It's a woman?
Okay. Sandy Dangler.
Okay.
How come they didn't pick a player? They couldn't find one? Couldn't get Wade Boggs
Aubrey
to do
Huff
it?
Was busy.
Aubrey Huff. Could have got him.
Vinny Castilla.
Could have got him.
He went over there.
Yeah.
Wade Boggs.
I said Wade Boggs.
Oh, he's it?
You're pulling a Dove. You're not listening.
Dove was talking to me.
I'm just kidding. So there's your MLB draft.
Because Tanyan Sturts wasn't available?
Tanyan Sturts.
There you go.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.